Pete. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Three people have been killed in a multi-vehicle accident near Umnambiti. IPSS Medical Rescue's Samantha Meyrick is there.
IPSS Medical Rescue is currently on scene of a collision between three light motor vehicles on the R103. The collision has sadly left and multiple injured.
KZN Corporate Governance has given the Reinkonyeni Municipality 3 weeks to end an ongoing municipal strike. For 3 months, management and employees have locked horns over job grading issues in the town on the south coast. Businesses, residents and hospitals have been bearing the brunt of the dispute, with some areas reporting interruptions to their electricity and refuse collection. Now, KZN COGTA MEC Thulasizwe Buthelezi met with leadership today and he says he's disappointed the mayor did not show up.
It was disappointing that the mayor decided not to be here, because the mayor, as the face of the municipality, must provide direction. But at the next meeting when we come, we do hope that solutions would have been found.
And authorities say they will investigate any further claims made against a woman at the center of an alleged wedding venue scam in KZN. Prelin Mohanlal was nabbed in Shellcross this week on charges of fraud. According to police, the 53-year-old defrauded a couple, taking money from them to book a wedding venue at Botha's Hill that she didn't manage or own last month. She is currently out on 20,000 rand bail after appearing on a single charge of fraud in the Verulam Magistrates Court. Members of local security company Reaction Unit South Africa arrested Mohanlal and handed her over to police this week. Spokesperson Prem Balram says they decided to investigate after they were approached by several couples who claimed they paid the suspect money to book the venue.
So initially, there were 17 victims that had contacted Reaction Unit South Africa prior to the arrest of the suspect. The suspect was detained, and when the news broke on social media, we had a total of 38 more complainants that had called us. The scam valued between 2,000, 3,000 rand, right up to 750,000 rand.
And authorities in northern Nigeria's largest city have begun evacuating more than 5,000 street children, seen as a security threat and a growing concern as an economic crisis forces more to fend for themselves. Sharia police have carried out midnight raids on motor parks, markets and street corners in the regional capital, Kano, evacuating children as they sleep. Durban, a high of 30 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And a look what's coming up in your sport. The Durban Super Giants are hoping to go one step better this year in the SA20. Springbok Sevens coach Philip Snyman says they are aware of the big task ahead at the Perth leg of the World Sevens series. And Leighton Bain says Everton needs stability after guiding them to a 2-0 win against Peterborough in the FA Cup.